Dr. Howard received, Dr. Halbert, your detaining a clinic note on Juan Gonzalez, birth date 1/16/20, on February 2nd. Patient presented with history of fever for the past 2 days, pulling on his left ear for a mother. Patient's vital signs revealed temperature 99.8. Has been given him Motrin and Tylenol at home. He's on no medications, has no past medical history, no surgical history. Not breastfeeding. Present illness, history of fever, pulling in on left ear for the past 2 days. No other symptoms reported. Has not taken temperature. States that he's been crying more, but taking fluids and eating okay. Reveals symptoms. Reveals ENT. No runny nose. Possible sore throat. Eyes normal, respiratory, no cough, trouble breathing, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, urinary, no urinary symptoms reported, apparent CVS, no symptoms reported, neural, no evidence of seizure, musculoskeletal, no extremity pain, skin, no rash, limp, no swelling glands, psychiatric, no abnormality noted. Past medical history. No problems reported. Surgery none, immunizations up to date, presently on no medications, social history negative, family history negative, examination reveals no acute distress. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. TMs without definite inflammation or redness, light reflexes visualize, conjunctiva and eyelids normal, pupils equal round, reactive light accommodation, nose without rhinorrhea, pharynx is noted to be red without exudates or enlargement, membranes intact, neck is supple without adenopathy, respiratory, no respiratory distress, breast sounds within normal limits, CVS, regular rhythm without murmurs, abdomen soft without guarding or tenderness, extremities negative for tenderness or painful range of motion, skin, no rash or lesions noted, neurological, cranials intact, no motor sensory deficits noted. Patient had strep screen performed in office, which was negative. Based on negative strep screen with fever and evidence of erythema to throat, patient given prescription for amoxicillin 250 milligrams per teaspoon to take 1 teaspoon 3 times a day for the next 7 days. With temp precautions and follow-up as needed. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.